Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It is Mr. Gadgets and the next installment of my path towards Linux. And some of you might be saying, when's he actually going to get to running Linux? And believe me, it's been a long path, but this is the one where I actually start running Linux on a regular basis. I was looking out there while over at the barbecue joint, pick up some stuff for dinner, and I looked out on MrGadgets.blogspot.com, which is also linked to MrGadgets.com, and that's my blog, which I have been running since, I don't know, 2003 at least, I guess, or something like that. I didn't go back to the very beginning, but I did look for some specific things, and the first entries that I could find out there was March of 2004. Back then, I was carrying around a work laptop that was an IBM ThinkPad. They were still from IBM back then, T20. And it was getting a little long in the tooth at that particular time, and, you know, in terms of the dog years that are computer years. But that was my work machine, and it was having some problems that I blogged about in this, you know, March entry of 2004. And I mentioned that what was I going to do to actually recover the data on this, because it had thrown a blue screen of death. And I was going to get a new machine ordered in the process here. And I was using the first Linux distribution that I started using on a regular basis, and that was Nopix. So sometime previous to 2004, and I don't know where I found out about Nopix. This is the very first, you know, early days of podcasting, so I may have heard about it on a podcast, or it could just be, you know, on a website of things that I was looking at things out there. But somewhere along the line, I found out about this new live CD, and this is a totally new concept. Instead of going through the installs, which I had tried back in the 90s, and I was always doing this on laptops, and laptops have always been more difficult for Linux, at least until more recent days here. But back in this time period, laptops were really difficult for Linux to get everything running and everything working, you know, as it should be. And supposedly, this Nopix thing would detect hardware, load what it is that they needed to run, and was supposed to be just the best thing since sliced bread. So I tried it. I don't know whether I got a live CD, you know, from a magazine, which, you know, since not all of us had high-speed data, you know, to the home and all that kind of stuff, it was still a lot of the sources of these things. It might have been in a maximum PC that it was, you know, a CD that was included, or an actual Linux magazine, but somewhere along the line, I got a copy of Nopix, and I stuck it in the drive, and I booted it up, and it was golden. It was like, oh my gosh, it, you know, it detects, and it runs, and it's got the graphics running, and I didn't have to do anything. And it even figured out Wi-Fi, and got the Wi-Fi connected to my home Wi-Fi that I had. And I was just flabbergasted. I mean, this was easy as pie. I mean, this you didn't have to do anything. It just ran. To the point that at this time when I was having this problem in 2004, so it was sometime previous to that I had started using Nopix, and at this particular time, and there's some subsequent things there over the next few weeks when I used to blog, okay, before podcasts came along and started taking over my life, I used to blog back in the day, and this was a time frame when I was still blogging on a regular basis, and I had several entries there about the machinations of getting my T20 rebuilt by the IT people at work, and then there was a new machine, because like I say, this was getting a little bit old, and so the new machine was going to be on order, and I was seriously considering, and what I ended up actually doing was using Nopix as a, I refer to it as a virtual PC. I would log on with Nopix with the live CD, and this was back to the time frame where you couldn't really install it from the live CD, right? You could just run the live CD. But the live CD did everything I needed it to do, and what I would do then is I wouldn't store anything on the hard drive that was internal to the laptop. What I would do instead was I had various USB drives, and I even had a PC card slot drive, and I had a micro drive, which was this little compact flash card sized drive, but it was a real spinning hard drive. And those came out initially in the megabyte range, a 340 megabyte one I know I had at one point. And I think I had upwards of a 5 gig. I think that was the biggest one I ever had. The micro drive. And then the micro drive was cool because it would fit into my Axiom, my Dell Axiom 50X. That was my last of my Windows, you know, my Windows Mobile-based PDAs, if you will. I carried that around for quite a while, and it had a PC, it didn't have a PC card slot, but it had a compact flash slot in that. And so I had 5 gigs of storage. And in fact, I would do a little bit of these supposed podcasts, my podcasts that never get started. And I was recording live to MicroDrive, and I was driving around with that in my pocket and recording. There was a guy who did a very interesting podcast back then on his drive time. And he worked not Silicon Graphics. He worked at Industrial Light and Magic. That's it. And he was a very interesting podcast for a while. And he did his to an Axiom. Anyway, I was recording live to MicroDrive. That was going to be my signature phrase. So I had that 5 gig compact flash card, and I think that was readable by Nopix too. Anyway, I had various ways to store data. And so what I would do is go online, and I was, doing all my web surfing and everything like that, and I actually started doing that for all my personal stuff. I just save things out to a USB stick, and I would go ahead and do things there with the Nopix disk. And so that was my initial foray into using Linux, and it was very functional. In fact, I have a part of those. Post that I have from back in 2004. That was back when my oldest daughter was still in school, and she brought home during her break from school, she brought home her laptop, and I was able to borrow her laptop. And the interesting thing about using Nopix with that was not to recover data or anything like that, but rather it was a problem with her XP and the wireless drivers. At this particular time, we were still using, and I mentioned this in an earlier podcast, which I think got recorded properly and played. In that 90s time frame, I had a AirPort, which was actually initially being used with its crossover of the modem that was in the original AirPort. Thing looked kind of like a miniature flying saucer. It was this round thing. It actually ended up with a PC card, wireless B card that was in it that provided the wireless portion of things. And this is late 90s, and then it would dial in to the AT&T dial-up account that we had, because we didn't have a cable modem yet. So we were sharing the dial-up account, and I had it set up to dial in. Well, we were still using that. Now, by 2004, we had the cable modem in, but I was still using that old wireless router and plugging it into the Ethernet and using that to provide Ethernet, wireless to the house. And XP just didn't want to stay connected to that ancient old AirPort router. But it worked fine when I went over to my best friend's house and the router that they had. So something about XP's wireless drivers did not like the old airport and refused to maintain a connection to it. But when I slapped Nopix into there and booted up on it, it stayed connected fine. And so the live CD, Nopix was the first one, and everybody's used to them now. But man, that was a revolution. Detecting the drivers that it needed, detecting the hardware, automatically configuring. I can't think of a machine that I slapped that into that I couldn't get it running. And I continued to do this kind of virtual laptop until eventually some of the other live CDs came out, and that next step was Ubuntu, and I discovered Ubuntu. But that will be the next in my path to Linux. And there's some things that I learned and things that I started doing that are part of this continuation of virtualizing my laptop at work and not doing anything with the work machine except using the hardware platform to run my own operating system. But that'll happen the next time because I'm home now. So be careful out there, not only driving the streets if they're as wet as the ones I'm on now, or out there on the electronic frontier. And as always, I'll be blazing the trail ahead of you. Until next time, this is Mr. Gadget signing off from Kansas City, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. For more information on the show and how to contribute your own shows, visit hackerpublicradio.org.